Good morning, Oregon. I'm Finn J.D. John, Finn at offbeatoregon.com, and this is the Offbeat Oregon History Podcast, which every weekday brings you another story from the archives of the Offbeat Oregon History syndicated newspaper column. Thank you for loading me down and queuing me up, and I hope you enjoy the show. Today I'm going to tell you the story of Terrible Tilly. Terrible Tilly was the nickname for the Tillamook Rock Lighthouse. Its construction came 3 weeks too late for 16 sailors. Construction crews struggled to light a warning bonfire after hearing the sailing ship about to hit the rocks below, but the next morning all they could see was the top of its mainmast sticking out of the water. They weren't quite fast enough. Here's the story. A few miles off the coast near Tillamook, a rock sticks out of the open sea. The water around it is hundreds of feet deep, and there's no beach anywhere on it. But there is an old lighthouse on that rock, long since retired from service. This is probably Oregon's most famous lighthouse, and ironically, because it's in the open ocean and you can't drive there, it's the only one that almost no one has actually seen. It's the Tillamook Rock Lighthouse, also known as Terrible Tilly. There are plenty of stories about this place. Before it was built in 1881, ships kept getting their keels ripped out by the other rocks nearby, most of which didn't break the surface of the water most of the time. After it was built, the light was incredibly expensive to maintain. This particular spot gets probably the heaviest weather in the state, with winds gusting up to 100 miles an hour with depressing regularity and enormous waves sometimes breaking over the top of the light tower. The invention of radar and Loran navigation allowed the Coast Guard to decommission the light in 1957, and one imagines it did so with a sigh of relief. The place was nothing if not a liability. Today it's still there, but it's being used as a tomb of sorts, a final repository for dead folks who have been cremated and wanted to spend eternity in a lighthouse. But this is a story coming from long before Terrible Tilly was decommissioned. In fact, it's from 3 weeks before the light was first turned on. It was January 3rd, 1881, and the lighthouse was nearly finished. It was a typical January night on the North Coast, which is to say, a rough one. The construction crew, done for the day, was getting ready to turn in for the night when the supervisor ran into the room. He'd spotted a ship's running lights, and it was headed right for the rocks. The crew ran out. Sure enough, below them they could see the lanterns marking port and starboard, and the ship was perilously close, so close that between breaking waves a commander could be heard shouting the order to come about. "Hard a port!" The workers then heard rigging creaking and sails flapping as the order was obeyed. The light would not yet shine, so the crew scrambled to light a signal fire, stared out into the night, and prayed. The ship, which had tacked, or jibed if the winds were coming out of the southwest, away from the rock, disappeared into the night. Hoping it had made its way through the rocky minefield to the safety of the open sea, the crew went to bed. As you've likely gathered, it hadn't. The next morning, workers looked down off the rock and saw a piece of polished wood sticking a few feet up out of the water. It was the tip of the mainmast of the ship whose lights they'd seen the night before. The ship turned out to be a 1,300-ton British barkentine. She'd been making for the mouth of the Columbia River on her way from Japan to Portland to take on a load of wheat. Survivors were not to be expected from wrecks like this. The high lethality of the Tillamook Rocks was one of the primary reasons the lighthouse had to be built there. Shipwrecked sailors could swim to one of the nearby rocks if they could see them, but they'd be dashed to a pulp against them by the surf. The nearest beach was miles away. Of the 16-man crew of the Lupetia, 11 eventually washed up on shore and were buried as best they could be. The only survivor was a dog. 18 days later, the Tillamook Rock Lighthouse was lit for the first time. Well, that's it for our show for today. This show is part of Offbeat Oregon History, a public history resource for the state we love. In addition to this podcast, it includes a weekly newspaper column, a daily RSS feed to catch on your smartphone reader, a Facebook page, a Twitter feed, and a couple other minor components. Photographs and other images that go with today's show are on offbeatoregon.com, where you'll also find full citations to the sources used in writing this story, along with more than 200 other articles written over the last 5 years, all organized by date of publication. This podcast is covered under a Creative Commons license. For details of that, see offbeatoregon.com/CC. Our theme music is by the Atlas String Band, atlasstringband.com, and was written by Carmen Ficarra. I do Offbeat Oregon for learning and for fun, so I don't sell advertising or ask for donations, but if you feel a need to make a donation anyway, may I suggest that you buy a copy of my book instead? It's called Wicked Portland, The Wild and Lusty Underworld of a Frontier Seaport Town, published by the History Press in 2012. You can order it from the store link on offbeatoregon.com if you'd like, but if you still have a local community bookstore in your town, I hope you'll consider buying it from them instead. It sells for $20. Finally, if you're ever in Corvallis, drop me a line. Maybe we can grab a cup of coffee and talk about history. I'm at finn@offbeatoregon.com. Don't be a stranger, especially don't be a stranger if you have a good idea for one of these columns in the future. Speaking of the future, our next show will be coming your way at around 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. And until then, go out and fill up the rest of today with good stuff. Bye now.